Ah, Thanksgiving.
Yay!
Uncle Rick getting wasted on hard apple cider. Dogs hacking up turkey bones under the dinner table.
Oh.
Who can forget Grandma accidentally dropping her dentures in the gravy bowl and then fishing them out with her cranberry-stained fingers?
Oh, God. That is such a visual.
Why? Thanksgiving is a time for food, family, and football, but it's also a time to create special traumatic memories that will scar you for the rest of your life. And that's exactly why one man in Wisconsin is making news today. He's 27-year-old Chase Redding. And Chase is going to be spending Thanksgiving this year with his mom and her new boyfriend, Brad, the man that she left his dad for.
Yeah. Oh, that's got to be awkward.
God, and his name's Brad.
Like
just even saying it's like Brad. Disdain in your voice, Brad.
The separation happened earlier this year, and the father apparently had no idea it was coming, which is why Chase is a little spiteful still towards his mommy.
Yeah, I think anyone would be. Yeah.
So since he's going to be spending Thanksgiving at his mom's house with her boyfriend, Chase decided that he wanted to intentionally ruin their Thanksgiving dinner.
And everybody's kind of all for it.
If you have a problem, you don't have to go over there. But anyway, I like his plan better. He's going to ruin it. And he came up with a plan to get the perfect revenge. How is he going to ruin their Thanksgiving? By going to dinner, wearing a white T-shirt with a giant photo of his father's face on it.
Just trolling them. He doesn't have to say anything. He can just sit there like, what?
And he's got to wear a jacket inside first, and then when he sits down,
can you imagine
unzipping casually?
Yeah.
At the table?
Do you guys like my shirt? I just got it.
Yeah.
Just got it. Apparently, Chase had the shirt specially made for this Thanksgiving meal. He even posted a photo of it online and explaining his plan. Chase says he isn't really sure exactly how it will go, but he just hopes it's the most painfully awkward night of his mom's life.
What are they going to do? Ask him to take it off so then he's going to be shirtless at the table?
Yeah.
Chase, that is too much.
Yeah, turn it inside out.
That is not fair to Brad, okay? It's not fair to Brad, Chase.
Yeah. I would actually start feeding the shirt, too. Like, I wanted to feel like we're a family again, so I'm just going to feed my shirt some turkey and gravy, Mom. What do you think about that?
You hungry, Dad?
Or have a conversation with the mom's new boyfriend as the dad in the shirt. Anyway, that is a great idea for some Thanksgiving.
So good.
It's really smart.
And it's simple.
It's really simple, really smart. You don't have to say a lot.
You can act
really calm. You're not going to be the one that's yelling.
It's going to be so awkward.
And most families don't intentionally try to ruin each other's holidays. Usually it happens by accident, which is why recently a nationwide survey asked people all over the country for the worst Thanksgiving horror stories that they could remember. And maybe their answers will make you feel better about going home to visit your family this holiday season. Number 7 on the survey. One person said, "It was the first Thanksgiving I had ever cooked. And what made it worse was that my future in-laws were coming over, and they're both extremely high-powered business people."
Okay, they already sound intense.
Yeah, their plane landed and my future husband went to go pick them up while I stayed home and cooked. At one point, I decided that all the dirty cooking dishes needed to be washed before they arrived.
Okay.
And then I began loading the dishwasher. Unfortunately, I had no dishwasher pods left and decided to use regular dish soap instead.
Don't do that.
30 minutes later, I came back and noticed bubbles pouring out of the side of the dishwasher.
Oh my God, it's the worst.
The entire kitchen was covered with 2 to 3 feet of bubbles. The food that I had sitting on the counter was ruined from rogue bubbles.
Oh no.
Everything tastes like soap, man.
We had to go eat at a country buffet.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
You ruined everything.
And if you've ever done that, it literally turns your kitchen into a foam party.
Really?
Yes, it is wild. How many bubbles can come out of one dishwasher?
Sounds like I'm going to be doing that. That sounds fun.
Foam party
in my kitchen. Number 6 on this list says one of my uncles got incredibly drunk on Thanksgiving and decided to make a dinner speech.
Oh, great.
And how cliche is this? Like the drunk uncle.
Right.
I'm turning into the drunk uncle. I actually like the drunk uncle now.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Because you have a nephew now.
Now that I have a nephew and I'm always drunk during the holidays, I'm like, I could see
myself
and a lot of other drunk uncles.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy proceeded to grade each of his brother's wives on a scale of 1 to 10, listing all of their positive and negative attributes physically.
No.
The highest score he gave was a 7. The lowest was a 4 on a good day.
Oh, my. And you know he's, like, not looking good himself.
Yeah.
I got something to say. You guys are my brothers. I love you. 4 of you. 3 you could do better. 1, you got Margaret, you're a 7. All right?
Good for you.
Yeah, good job. By the way, I'm single by choice.
Yeah.
Single by choice. And I'm perfectly happy. Thank you very much.
The low score started a scuffle that broke out between the uncle and his brother. The fight resulted in 2 bloody noses, and it says my uncle got a broken arm and the TV got destroyed when they knocked it over.
I mean, that may be the worst part. No football for anybody, right?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Number 5 on this list of Thanksgiving horror stories says my in-laws are terrible cooks and my mother-in-law is very easily stressed.
Mm.
1 year, to avoid the extra stress, she cooked everything 2 weeks in advance. That's a long time in advance.
Too long.
Then she froze the food in Ziploc bags and reheated it all in the microwave just before serving it on Thanksgiving.
My grandma actually did that.
No, why? Yeah, it's supposed to be fresh.
And the sad part is she didn't thaw it out all the way. It was like she stuffed the turkey and put the whole turkey in the freezer.
She refreezed it.
Yes, she cooked it. Frozen, or cooked it, then froze it again.
What?
And it was like eating icicles out of the turkey.
Ew, that's nasty.
So this lady cooked everything 2 weeks in advance, froze it just like that, and they said that the food was leathery, that it was a leathery ham soaking in pools of fat, bland slices of turkey with freezer burn, mashed potatoes with chunky globs of congealed cream cheese. Says she even froze the dinner rolls 2 weeks early, so we had to defrost them, and they tasted like crumbly styrofoam.
Dinner rolls take, like, not even 10 minutes to bake.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, you're talking, but have you ever cooked a Thanksgiving meal?
I mean, she's
just trying to take away the stress.
It says it was so bad, I tried sneaking some of the food to the dog, and even the dog wasn't interested.
That's terrible.
These are the worst Thanksgiving horror stories from a nationwide survey. Number 4, it says, I will never forget the Thanksgiving when my grandma cooked the meal. The food was really good, but towards the end of dinner, she realized that her wedding ring was missing from her hand.
Oh, no.
She had forgotten to take it off before she started cooking, so it dawned on us that Grandma's wedding ring must have been in the food.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's kind of a lucky bite, though.
Nightmare.
Right?
No, like, not at all.
Yeah, it's diamond. A good ring, yeah. Sweet, man.
Like, I've had my eye on that diamond forever.
Yeah.
I hope I get it. I'm going to take it home with me in my stomach and then get it later.
You don't even have to wait for Grandma to kick the bucket now.
Oh,
by that time, most of the food was already consumed, it says, and we knew that there was a good chance somebody ate my grandma's ring.
Okay.
For the next few hours, we all had to double check the toilet whenever we went to the bathroom just to make sure.
I don't think you have to double check. I think you can feel that. No, I think that'd be like, oh, I ate it. That was me.
Who knows?
So.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that thing
would
pass.
Depends on how big that rock was. Yeah.
Hopefully
they
all checked it out together.
Yeah.
No, as a family.
That ring. That's a piece of corn. Okay, never mind. It says, the next morning, my dad announced the discovery after his morning bowel movement.
Oh, really?
And then we found it and hosed it off in the backyard. Weirdest Thanksgiving memory ever.
And you're still wearing it.
Yeah. Number 3 on this list of Thanksgiving horror stories says 1 year my family decided to do a traditional turkey that was stuffed with a small Cornish game hen inside of it.
Those are always so weird to me, like the stuffing of animals inside
animals. That's the American way.
That looks cool though.
I can't get behind
you. Put another piece of poultry inside of poultry. Are you Jesus Christ? Because this is a Thanksgiving miracle. How did you put another bird inside of a bird? This is the best Thanksgiving ever. I worship you.
Oh, it says, 1 year my family decided to do a traditional turkey that was stuffed with a small Cornish game hen inside of it. It looked amazing. And it says, when we brought the cooked bird over to the dinner table and started taking out the stuffing, my mom joked, saying, oh my God, this turkey was pregnant. And then she pulled out the Cornish game hen, and that's when my little sister started bawling her eyes out, screaming, you killed a baby turkey.
Oh, that's so sad.
It says that she left the table and cried for 3 hours.
Oh, that is amazing.
Because she thought that they actually did cook a baby turkey.
Oh, my God.
That is the one person that turned vegetarian over Thanksgiving. Yeah. And that is totally okay.
If they really wanted to do it, they should have put an egg inside the game
hen. Oh my God, that is so messed up, man. Still has nightmares.
Number two on this list says, normally I love Thanksgiving dinner, and at 28 weeks pregnant, I was ecstatic at the thought of all the home-cooked food.
Yeah.
But on the Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, I found out that I was going into labor early ended up in the hospital on complete bed rest and a pure liquid diet. I had friends kind enough to bring Thanksgiving plates to the hospital, not knowing that I couldn't eat any of the food.
Oh, sad.
Instead, my husband, mom, and dad ate the delicious meal in the delivery room in front of me while I drank turkey broth and dealt with contractions.
That sounds fun.
That's just terrible.
I mean, it really is a blessing to give birth to a kid, isn't it?
Yeah, and she's going to hate that kid.
What was the number one worst Thanksgiving horror story according to this nationwide survey will tell you.
Oh, man.
Right after this. And text in at 78592. What's the worst Thanksgiving horror story that you've had? Text it in. We'll go over number one next. Text in at 78592 that says, my grandfather accidentally broke a wine glass in the gravy boat one year didn't tell anybody.
Oh my God.
What?
I was the last to get it after him, and as I took a bite of the turkey, I heard a horrible crunch and realized it was full of glass shards. I spit everything out, jumped up from the table, and ran into the bathroom where my tongue, lips, and gums were bleeding from being stabbed. Not our finest family moment.
Oh my God.
What does he think? Like, oh, no one will notice these glass shards in the gravy boat.
Just pick it out.
Yeah, that's fine. We're asking, what's the worst Thanksgiving horror story you've ever had? And we went over a survey online of some of the top Thanksgiving horror stories that people submitted. We were getting to number one, and so here's the number one worst Thanksgiving horror story according to that survey. It says, one year, my family was all hanging out in the living room while my grandpa was watching over the food in the kitchen.
Okay.
At one point, we heard an alarm go off, but it was silenced after a few seconds. Then 5 minutes later, we started smelling smoke billowing into the living room.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
That's not good.
We get up and run to the kitchen, and my grandpa is sitting in a chair outside the kitchen door, reading the newspaper, and casually says, oh, hey, turkey's on fire. Like nothing was wrong.
Hey, kids. The turkey is, it's flames coming from the oven a few minutes ago.
You know what? You've lived a good life if that doesn't faze you.
Yeah,
right? Like, if you're like, worst
savage.
Things have happened.
It says the entire oven was engulfed in flames, and we asked him why he didn't do anything, and he said, it's fine. I called the fire department. They'll handle it. Just go back to the living room and relax.
What? Get a damn towel and throw it on the turkey, man. What are you doing?
And then it said he went back to reading his paper. The fire department came a few minutes later and put out the flames, and the kitchen had to be completely remodeled that Christmas.
Oh, my God. Oh, just so much
and family. You guys just need to walk it off.
Yeah. Chill, everyone.
Just chill out. The fire department, that's what they're for. We're still going to eat that bird. It's still good food. Back in the Depression, we would have ate that bird.
Totally.
And he had plenty of things to talk about at the table reading that newspaper. You know, topics to bring up.
Yeah. And we asked our listeners, text in at 78592. Call us 866-668-4692. What is the worst Thanksgiving horror story you've experienced? Hey, Betsy, what's your worst Thanksgiving horror story?
Hi. Yeah, so I spent Thanksgiving at my old college roommate's, like, huge, like lodging cabin. Like, they had a huge family gathering. Mm-hmm. And apparently there was, like, a plumbing disaster, like, halfway through dinner. Ooh. So we realized and we're told there's no working toilet. So we're freaking out. And they couldn't get a plumber on Thanksgiving, like, much less out in the country.
Yeah.
So we were told we had to go outside to go to the bathroom. And we had to dig. If you had to go number two, you had to dig holes.
Yeah, that's the proper way to do it.
Really drunk. Yeah, we all like were literally like digging holes like in the dark. Like I just drank a ton of wine. It was like so crazy, and there were so many people there.
Everyone's just hammered digging
holes. A lot of holes. I mean, you just don't dig holes later on. Like don't plant anything in the spring after a Thanksgiving like that with a lot of guests around your house.
You don't want to uncover anything.
Oh yeah.
Hey Jason, what's the worst Thanksgiving you've ever experienced?
The worst Thanksgiving I ever experienced was a few years ago, but we had a power out. We had the turkey, and we still wanted to do it, and we had some coal, so the smart idea that we came up with was to go outside and make that turkey on the grill. And it took forever.
Yeah, I don't think we can go outside.
We started in the morning, like around 11, and we didn't like actually start eating till closer to like 11 midnight.
Oh, yeah.
And that couldn't have been like a fun time. It's probably pretty frustrating. Like it starts off like, no worries, we'll just grill it up. And then like 3 hours into it, you're like, everybody's mad at each other.
We were in too deep 3 hours in. Yeah, we should have just went to like a restaurant or something. But yeah, I think my dad was like, nah, we could do this.
And then, and by the time 11 o'clock comes around, everybody's wasted.
Yeah,
you know,
totally.
Like,
or asleep.
Yeah, nobody wants to eat.
You haven't had any food all day.
Tina, what's your worst Thanksgiving horror story?
My worst story is 1 year I decided to make a pumpkin pie. Never did that before. And I thought you could use your pumpkins from Halloween.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Whoa.
Did not work out good, I guess, because my mom threw up in her napkin after the first bite.
Oh!
Yeah, I think the pumpkin would be pretty old.
Yeah. Did you?
I'm not the best cook, okay?
So yeah. At least you didn't use the gooey part with the seeds, I guess.
Ew.
No, I think I got the seeds out, but yeah, I am not a cook, you know, so hey.
And
I won't do that again.
Yeah, I'm guessing you won't do it again because that's probably the last time you're ever going to be allowed to make anything for Thanksgiving. Keep texting in your horror stories. Remember, $1,000 Thanksgiving still continues.
Yay.
So you can win $1,000 in a few minutes if you're caller 25 and then buy a meal.
Yeah.
So you don't have to cook it and ruin the holiday for everybody, okay?
Moving 92.5.